Hey, friends, and welcome to episode 209 of It's About Time, a podcast sharing stories and strategies to inspire better work, life, and balance. I'm your host, Anna Dearman Cornick, time management coach and author of Time Management Essentials. And recently, I was scrolling through Instagram, as one does, and I came across a post by The Every Girl. Now, I love to follow The Every Girl, and then once The Every Mom came out, that was a given as well. Love their content, and it's not often that a post totally stops me in my scroll. But this one by The Every Girl had me intrigued and a little annoyed all at the same time. It was a post about morning routines, but not just any morning routine. A very specific morning routine. And the claim was that experts think that this morning routine just might be the secret to achieving all of your goals. And I think this idea of finding the perfect morning routine is going to resonate with a lot of you too, especially as we kick off a new year full of fresh starts and big dreams. You know, there's something about the start of a new year that just screams reset to me. It's like we're all collectively hitting the reset button. We're reassessing our routines, we're getting organized, and we're figuring out how to make this year our best year yet. And as cheesy as it may sound to talk about 2024 being your best year yet, I literally have never heard a single person say, "I hope this year is worse than last year." And let's be real, we're always on the lookout for that secret trick that's going to help us juggle our careers, our families, and our personal goals without dropping the ball or losing our minds. And we're on the hunt for this stuff even when it's not the new year, am I right? So in the spirit of new beginnings and making the most out of our precious time, today we're diving into a routine that's been making waves recently in the world of productivity and personal development. It's the routine that was featured in that Every Girl post that had me stop and read. It's called the 90-91 morning routine, or sometimes it's referred to as the 90-91 rule. Now, if you're sitting there wondering what on earth I'm talking about, don't worry, you're in the right place. We're going to explore what this routine is all about, why it's gaining traction, and most importantly, how it can fit into our uniquely busy lives. But here's the million-dollar question. Is the 90-91 routine truly the missing piece in our quest for a balanced and fulfilling life? Or is it just another fad that sounds great on paper or an Instagram post, but doesn't really work for us real-world folks? Stick around because we're about to dive deep into all of that and more. So in this episode, we're talking about why the 90-91 rule can be a game changer for redefining your morning routine. I'll talk about how the 90-91 rule can dramatically accelerate your progress toward achieving your big goals. Of course, I'll cover how to overcome an all or nothing mindset and embrace flexibility and consistency along the way. And then finally, I'll share three ways that you can adapt the 90-91 routine to fit even the most unpredictable schedules. And because I know you're probably making the most of your time and you're listening in the car while you're running errands or you're doing stuff around the house, I know it might be a little inconvenient for you to stop what you're doing and take notes. So don't worry, I've got you covered. You can find all the details from this episode over in the show notes, plus links to any of the resources I'll mention. Today's show notes can be found over at abouttimepodcast.com/209. All right, it's about time we get started, so let's get this show on the road.
You're listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Around here, we believe that busy is not a badge of honor. Your host, Anna Dearman Cornick, is here to share tips and strategies to help you make the most of your time. Listen in on real conversations and success stories to find out how other go-getters are getting things done. If you're ready to step away from the overwhelm and spend your time on what matters most, then you're in the right place. Here's your host, time management coach, Anna Dearman Cornick.
So let's dive into this buzzworthy routine that's been catching everyone's attention, the 90-91 rule. Now, if you've been anywhere near the productivity and self-improvement circles lately, you might have heard some chatter about this, and there's good reason for that. In our fast-paced world where multitasking is the norm and our to-do lists never seem to end, finding time to focus on our most important goals can feel like an impossible task. We've all been there, right? Scrambling to meet deadlines, juggling family responsibilities, putting out fires, trying to squeeze in some personal time, it's a lot. And here's where the 90-91 rule starts to shine. It's like this beacon of hope for those of us who are craving just a little bit more structure and significantly more progress in our lives. But why has it become so popular, especially among professionals and yes, also busy moms like many of us? Well, it taps into a universal desire, that need to accomplish something meaningful amidst the chaos of everyday life. This routine promises not just productivity, but focused productivity. It's about dedicating a specific time to what truly matters, uninterrupted and undistracted. And let's be honest, that's pretty appealing in a world where our attention is constantly being pulled in a million directions. The beauty of the 90-91 rule lies in its simplicity. It's not about overhauling your entire day or adding more to your already full plate. And no, you don't need to go buy another planner to implement this. Instead, it's about carving out a dedicated time slot for your most significant work, your passion project, or that big goal that you've been slowly pushing to the back burner. So what exactly is this 90-91 morning routine, and why is it becoming a go-to strategy for people looking to make real strides in their personal and professional lives? Let's break it down. The 90-91 rule is a concept created by a guy named Robin Sharma, and he covered it in his book, The 5 AM Club. Side note, I do not recommend that book, but I do like a lot of the principles covered inside. If you want to know more about why I don't recommend it, shoot me a direct message on Instagram and I'll tell you all about it. So imagine this. For the next 90 days, you dedicate the first 90 minutes of your workday to your number one priority. 90 days, 90 minutes, one priority, 90-91. The core idea here is focus. For those 90 minutes, your world revolves around one project, one goal, one big dream that you've been itching to bring to life. It's not about checking emails, scrolling through social media, or even tackling daily chores. It's about giving your undivided attention to something that's truly important to you. Now, I know what you're thinking. Anna, where am I supposed to find an extra 90 minutes in my already jam-packed schedule? And believe me, I get it. As busy professionals, many of us parents were constantly being pulled in a lot of different directions. We've got emails, we've got Teams messages, Slack messages, more emails, and people knocking down our door to ask questions and interrupt our focus. But here's the thing. The 90-91 rule isn't about adding more stress to our lives. It's about rethinking how we prioritize our time. And why is it 90 minutes? Why not 2 hours or 30 minutes? Well, 90 minutes is long enough to get something substantial done and short enough to be feasible for most of us. It's about quality, not quantity. Those 90 minutes are your golden window to make progress on something that can significantly impact your life, whether it's growing your business, writing a book, or even pursuing a personal passion. You'll be surprised, that 90 minutes will pass much faster than you think. But the real question is, when does it make sense to implement this routine in our hectic lives? And is it for everyone? Let's take a closer look. The 90-91 rule shines in scenarios where you have a clear goal that needs dedicated time and effort. Think about that one project that, if you accomplished it, it could really move the needle in your life. It could be professional, like launching a new product or a service in your business, or personal, like getting into a healthier lifestyle or learning a new skill. This routine is for those of us who feel like we're constantly putting out fires and reacting to the demands of the day, leaving little room for what we truly want to achieve. It's for the dreamers who are ready to become doers. It's for the moms who want to show their kids what it looks like to chase after a goal with determination and focus. But as much as the 90-91 rule can be a game changer, it is not a one-size-fits-all solution. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. Time management is not a one-size-fits-all thing. It can't be. We're all so different, and you have to find what works best for you. And there are times when this routine might not be the best fit, and that's okay. Let's explore that a little bit. So when might the 90-91 rule not be the ideal choice for you? It's important to recognize that, yes, while this routine can be incredibly powerful, I don't care what experts say, it's not for everyone. For instance, if your life is currently in a phase of significant change or unpredictability, maybe you've just had a baby, or you're caring for a family member, or your work schedule is all over the place. Trying to commit to a rigid routine like 90-91 might add more stress than value. And that's the last thing we need, right? If that's you, file this one away for the future and come back to it later when it makes more sense for you and your life. Also, if you're someone who thrives on variety and finds strict routines suffocating, I can think of so many of my good friends who would feel this way. This method might make you feel boxed in instead of free to focus on your big goals. We all work differently, and the key is to find a method that energizes you instead of drains you. And by the way, this is exactly what I do with my time management coaching clients. We start by analyzing your personality and really dialing in how you make decisions, where you get your energy, what drains you, and how you think about time. It's different for everyone, but going through this early process almost feels like a fast pass or a shortcut to figuring out what time management methods are going to work best for you. It's like this light bulb moment after you've spent so many years trying different productivity hacks and methods that just didn't work, finally finding the strategies that make sense for you and the way you think. Oh, it's refreshing. It's exciting. Okay, y'all, so I know we could all probably use a little more time in our day, right? You're no stranger to busy schedules and intentionally filling them up to the brim because you just have so much to get done. But sometimes it feels like you don't really ever have the time to just slow down and enjoy the simple things. Simple things like when my toddlers are giggling and playing nicely together in the backyard, or when a Sunday afternoon nap sounds too good to pass up. We all want more time to enjoy these kinds of things, right? Well, if you love personality quizzes like I do, then you're in for a treat. In my new quiz, which you can take for free at annadcornick.com/quiz, I'm helping you uncover what it will take to get you from chaos to calm, to finally feel like you have space in your days. I know it can feel downright frustrating to keep using the same old time management strategies that just don't seem to work for you. You've got the planners, the calendars, the apps, you're doing all the things, but you still feel like you have no time. And that's because you need time management strategies that work for your personality and your life. In my 10 plus years working in crisis communications and chaos management, and all the time I've spent with my clients, I've learned that everyone has their own needs. And knowing what those needs are can really help you discover the best approach to planning your days. Knowing yourself can help you ease up busy schedules and find more calm and clarity in your week. Do you want to know how to get there? To have more breathing room in your days? Let's figure out your time management personality type so you can uncover exactly what you need to do to feel more productive, less stressed, and more balanced. You can take the quiz at annadcornick.com/quiz and I'll make sure to link to the quiz in our show notes. All right, on with the show. Now, before we move on, let's tackle a common mindset that often holds us back, not just when we're implementing new morning routines or working toward our goals, but it can show up in all parts of our life. And it's called all or nothing thinking. All or nothing thinking. It's that little voice in our head saying, if I can't do it perfectly, then why bother doing it at all? I'm not going to stick to this, so why should I even start? This mindset can be a major obstacle, especially when trying to implement something like a morning routine or the 90-91 rule. I get it. We're high achievers. We're perfectionists. We want to do it all, and we want to do it well. But here's the thing. Life is rarely perfect, and neither are our schedules. Waiting for that perfect time to start working on your goals means that you might just be waiting forever. So what do? We embrace imperfection. We recognize that some progress, no matter how small, is infinitely better than no progress at all. Let's say you planned for 90 minutes, but only had 30 minutes to work with today. That's okay. Those 30 minutes are valuable. They're 30 minutes that you moved closer to your goal. Breaking free from all or nothing thinking is about flexibility. It's understanding that life's going to throw curveballs and our ability to adapt is far more important than sticking rigidly to a plan. It's about celebrating the small wins and understanding that consistent, imperfect action is so often more impactful than sporadic, perfect efforts. And remember, your best is enough. Some days your best might be an hour of focused work. Other days, it might just be getting through your emails. And that's not failure, that's life. It's all about finding a balance that works for you and not beating yourself up when things don't go as planned. As we think about implementing the 90-91 rule or any productivity strategy for that matter, let's remind ourselves progress, not perfection, is the key. It's about doing what we can with what we have and growing a little bit each and every day. That's how we make real, sustainable changes in our lives. So I encourage you to take a look at your goals and your routines with both kindness to yourself and flexibility. Give yourself the grace to adapt and the courage to keep moving forward, even if it's just one tiny step at a time. Remember, baby steps still move you forward. And if you love the sound of the 90-91 rule, but you find it daunting or maybe even impractical as written, let's adapt it to fit your life. Let's go all or something instead of all or nothing. If you're intrigued by it, you don't have to copy and paste it. You can bend the rules to work for you. Here are three different ways that you can adapt the 90-91 rule to work for you. First, consider carving out less than 90 minutes each day. Let's say you can't spare the first 90 minutes each morning. You've got a team meeting on Thursdays at 9:30, or you've got to check in with your clients by 10. That's okay. Let's bend the rules. What about 45 minutes or even 30? The magic isn't in the number, it's in the consistency and intention behind it. It's about carving out whatever time you can focus on what matters most to you. Second, work with what you've got. So what if your availability in the mornings is a little bit different every day? Bend the rules. Work with what you've got. Maybe on Monday, you do an hour, but every Tuesday is 45 minutes. Wednesday is 90, and so on. Give it what you can and keep going. And then third, be flexible about your time slot. So what if your schedule is unpredictable? Most of our schedules are. Again, flexibility is key. Let's bend those rules. Maybe your 90 minutes comes in the evening after your kids are in bed or during a lunch break at work. The idea is to find a slot in your day, any time of day, that you can consistently dedicate to your most important project. Remember, this isn't about all or nothing thinking. It's about making small, sustainable changes that can lead to big results over time. It's giving yourself the grace to adapt and adjust as life happens while still keeping your eyes on the prize. So remember, the 90-91 rule or morning routine is a powerful tool, but it's not a magic bullet. It's a framework that, when adapted to your individual needs and circumstances, can help you make meaningful progress towards your goals. Maybe it makes sense for you. Maybe it doesn't. It's up for you to decide, regardless of what the experts say. All right, so let's get into some real-life examples and practical tips on implementing the 90-91 rule in our wonderfully unpredictable lives. So picture this. Sarah, she's a mom of two with a full-time job, and she was struggling to find time to work on her side gig. Between her day jobs and her family commitments, her dream of growing her side business into full-time income was always taking a backseat. And then she found the 90-91 rule. So Sarah decided to start waking up an hour earlier each day. Those quiet mornings before her kids got up became her sacred time for working on her business plan. Fast forward 90 days, and she'd made tons of progress. But let's keep it real. Waking up earlier isn't feasible for everyone, and that's okay. I certainly don't want to wake up an hour earlier. So take Michelle, a single mom and a freelance graphic designer. Her mornings are a whirlwind of breakfast and school runs. So she decided to tweak the 90-91 rule to fit her schedule. Every evening after her kids went to bed, she dedicated time to developing a new design course. And this routine helped her launch this course in just 3 months. Now let's talk about how you can make this work for you. First, identify your top priority. What's that one project or goal that's going to make a significant difference in your life? And just one. We don't want to work on six different goals at the same time. Diluted focus brings you diluted results. So what is that one top priority? Okay, really, think about it. You have it in your head? You got it? Okay, great. Now let's figure out how to carve out time for it. If mornings are hectic, can you find time during a lunch break, after work, or once the kids are in bed? Even if it's not 90 minutes, can you start with 30 or 45? The key is to be consistent. It's not about how much time you spend each day. It's about how focused and dedicated that time is. And remember, life happens. There will be days when your routine gets thrown off. That's totally normal. Don't beat yourself up about it, okay? The important thing is to get back on track as soon as you can. I'm gonna say it again. It's about progress, not perfection. So there you have it. Implementing the 90-91 rule or designing your 90-91 morning routine is not about overhauling your life overnight. It's about making a commitment to yourself and your dreams one day at a time. It's finding those pockets of time where you can focus on what truly matters to you and making the most of those pockets. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to think about how you can apply the 90-91 rule in your life, if you decide to apply it at all. What could you achieve if you dedicated focused time to your most important goal for the next 90 days? And if the 90-91 rule, even with bending the rules, isn't a good fit for you, I would love to know what you're doing instead that's a better fit for your personality. Thanks again for joining me for this episode of It's About Time. As always, all the details from today's episode can be found over in the show notes at abouttimepodcast.com/209. All right, friends, that's it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Head over to www.abouttimepodcast.com to join the conversation. Check out the show notes and dive into bonus content so you can start living your best life today. Love this episode? Be sure to share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.